Welcome to the Motivate Me Book Club. We read and challenge books to motivate us. Follow along as we uncover what may or may not work from these books, provide tools and resources for your goals, and interview people who have found a path to success through their reading. Join us to kick ass at achieving your goals faster and easier than before, one book at a time. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you. Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode, another day, and I apologize in advance because I have a bit of a cold, so I'm trying to not be as nasally as I feel I sound. So this one's going to be a nice, short, sweet episode building on what we heard from last week with our interview with Lindsay Tobias, a holistic health coach, and her usage of Atomic Habits by James Clear. This is the latest book of the lineup for the Motivate Me Book Club, and without even realizing or having the intention for it, I realized this first season of the Motivate Me Book Club and therefore podcast has all been about habits. We have read several books that talk about having your why for what you do, for understanding how habits work, for what kind of habits you should have, and now how to actually change them. It seems that it built on itself naturally, and one led to the next. And here we are about to wrap up this season, and I'm not sure what our next book will build on from here. But I was wanting to put this out there to you, that did this work? Did this seem to be an easy flow? Did you like the way the books melded into each other from one to the next? Or had you wished that there had been some more variety? This is kind of one of those ask episodes where we want to get a little bit more feedback from our audience and from our members who are reading along and trying to extract and apply some of these concepts. This book club isn't just about reading the books. It's about seeing what works for us, for challenging these books to actually be motivational rather than just a money-making bestseller on the stand because of a cool cover or title. I really want to see people progress and make waves in their goals, in their journeys to success, whatever it is that they want. And I'm trying to figure out a little bit more who my audience is and what they are working on. So ask yourself some of these questions. What are the habits that you want to change? What are the habits that you have been working on for yourself through the year? We are getting, it's almost October. I can't even believe it. And we only have a few more episodes left. So on that note, what has actually stuck? What has worked for you? Has there been any piece of knowledge or extracted concept that you've applied and kept going with up until now? We introduced habit tracking. We even created a specific habit tracker that helps you identify what you're doing a habit for that specific goal that it's correlated to. Excuse me, cold interruption here. But what we've also noticed through even your host's admission is that habit tracking has been really hard. So to back it up, creating a habit of habit tracking was something that I have had to do. And I've recognized that changing all of my other ones was difficult when I couldn't even adopt a new one of journaling or habit tracking every day. Now, that being said, since that episode where I spoke on that, I started habit tracking in the middle of the month, and I have not missed a single day. I have made it a thing that is first thing associated with all my other habits that I've already acquired, and it's been working. Now, to say that the other habits that I've been tracking on that sheet of paper have been consistent, not so much, but it's okay. I started to do some research, and I feel like you might be out there listening to this being like, okay, same. I'm not even using my habit tracker. I haven't been trying to do the habits that I really wanted to. And the thing is that we do want to, right? We want to make these changes. We either want to add something, subtract, change. You know, we can't get rid of a habit completely. That neurological pathway in our brain exists, so we have to just transform it into something else if that's truly what we want to do. But when it comes to habit tracking, I've been doing some research and I came across an article by, guess who? James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. And he has positioned two little points that help us maintain habit tracking as a habit. He's offering advice on how to recover quickly when your habits break down. Now listen to his words, because I feel like it really spoke to me, and maybe this will help you stay motivated in trying to change your own ways. Every habit streak ends at some point. Perfection is not possible. Before long, something will come up and it will take over a little of your time. Whenever this happens, James Clear reminds himself of one simple rule: never miss twice. If he misses a day, he tries to get back into it as quickly as possible. So like if he misses his workout, or if he eats more than he should because he's dieting, he needs to start again and start that streak. I don't know if any of you have an Apple Watch, but it ends up tracking all of your steps and all of your motion and movement and your exercise, and it has a move goal that you need to obtain on a daily basis. So it could be something like 450, 500 calories of movement a day, all the way up to 1,000 if you're a very active person. Well, you have a streak that you work on, and some days it might not close all those rings, especially that outer one, which is the largest goal that you have. But what you're trying to do then is get back on it and make sure you close it the next day and continue the streak on. So it's kind of like making sure that if one of the days the ring isn't closed, it's not a perfect circle, you make sure you make that effort the next day to do so. You stick to it, because that is your dedication and commitment to yourself. I personally do use my Apple Watch, and hate when this kind of thing happens, because I don't have a super intense big move goal. I think it's something like 450 calories. I mean, it's not that great. And I can do that if I simply am just walking around and active and not sitting around the entire day. But I have to admit that with this cold, it has been a challenge, and there was a day where I didn't close that ring, and I knew that I had to be giving myself some slack at the same time. But my commitment was to keep it going. So I do think that this is a kind of good concept for habits and for that habit tracker. Missing once is an accident, but missing twice is the start of a new habit. Like we heard from the four agreements, you need to try your best on a daily basis. And sometimes doing your best means it won't happen because of other things that required your best. But it is another little bit of a support system here that we've got from James Clear on how to do this. And now the other thing that he offers for keeping on tracking your habits when it starts to break down is that we always think about time frames, and in our heads we're waiting for this moment that it's going to happen. Maybe it's like an epiphany, it's just that next day that all of a sudden, it clicked, light bulb, it works. Well, how long does it take to build a habit? He even refers to that 66 days concept because of research that was done, and that an average of 66 days was the most successful point for people to then adopt or change their habits. Other research has said 21 days, 30 days, 100 days. Well, what is interesting is that you have to really understand the real purpose of building your better habits. If you want to have something change in your life, it really is going to take forever, because you're never going to stop. Once I read this, I had an aha moment. When I want something to change, it's not about making X's and then missing a day and then making more X's and then all of a sudden I have 29 out of 30 days I've done it, so that means it's a habit. It actually means that I'm never going to stop doing this. That is the key to your success when it comes to habit tracking. You need to think of trying to do this every single day of your life. It's never going to end. You want an endless streak of it. So that makes it kind of easier, because you don't have to then put this pressure on trying to get it done sooner than later, because it's going to be forever if it really is your habit. That means it's an unconscious instinctual behavior that you have now completely integrated or changed in your life. So letting you sit with that, mull that over, think about it, what you're trying to do for yourself and what you've been doing through these books that we've been reading. How can habit tracking help you? If you want that copy of the Motivate Me Book Club Habit Tracker, you know where to find it. You just contact me through the motivatemebookclub@gmail.com email or any social media platform. Feel free to reach out and let me know if you want your own goal and habit tracker so that you can stay and stick to what you want to do in your life for your goals. All right, folks, that's it for this week. I am going to come back next week with more on Atomic Habits and the actual overview of the book for those that want a real high-level insight into what this is all about.
This has been the Motivate Me Book Club presented by Pineapple Gin. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Click the subscribe button to get the latest episode as it lands. Leave a rating, review, or comment to help us out and share with friends the podcast, the book club, or even parts of the books that helped you. Motivate Me Book Club is here to motivate you.